This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oriole predictions, we're not going to have a big old segment to get into now, but we'll start with offense real quick. Who will lead the Orioles in batting average? Batting average. Who will be the highest averaged Oriole? Given the official number, we're not like talking 7 for 10 mm-hmm. in a call-up, but given, say, 400 at-bats, 350-plus, who do you see leading the Orioles in that category?
There's actually a few names I could go with here. I mean, you got the obvious with Gunnar Henderson that he could probably lead them in all offensive categories. But I'm going to go with Jordan Westberg. And this is more about his approach at the plate. He was one of the few guys in the lineup last year who, when he's standing there at the plate, he's not looking to swing it for the fences every time up. He's got a very balanced approach. He's content with a single. He's content with just getting on base any way he can. So I think that favors him. And I believe amongst all the starters last year, full season starters, he was second in batting average.
Yeah, 281, as you said. And for Gunnar, Jordan Westberg was 264. But remember, he missed a ton of time because I think that's a six. Yeah, 264. Mm-hmm. Mountcastle at 271 and over 400 at bats. But I think that's an interesting play, and we'll do our picks for a most valuable Oriole tomorrow. Let's just say he's in my conversation. What do you got, Vinny?
Adley. I got switch hitter, had a hell of a beginning of the season, all-star. Back half gets hurt, I'm guessing. I think Adley's going to be that guy. I think he'll be consistent throughout.
Yeah, over 300 in the first half of last year was Adley. Rutschman had a brutal second half of the season. Said he wasn't hurt. And has stood by that throughout spring training. The results are very first half-like so far down in Florida. I'm with Vinny. I'm thinking Adley's going to hit over 300 this year, start the All-Star game, and be in the conversation for most valuable Oriole. Some national pundits have him as a possible MVP of the league candidate here. But that on-base percentage in the second half of the season for him, based on his, he probably got on base a ton when he was 5 in T-ball. And last year just bottomed out the way that he did. He was pressing. He was swinging at balls, which he normally doesn't do. I'm with Vinny. I think Adley hits over 300 this year.
Oh, it'd be certainly impressive.
Yeah, I'm going with that. Well, Gunnar will be in the conversation, right. No doubt about it. But right. I'm going Adley. What about home runs?
This one's a little less interesting because I feel like it's just Gunnar. And it's more about who is left in that lineup. You know, no more Santander. So if he was still here, it'd be a pretty interesting race between those two guys. But all of your other power sources here, you can't really confidently put in the lineup on an everyday basis. Tyler O'Neill, Heston Kerstad, Mountcastle. I mean, he'll split time at first base. So I just don't know if anyone else is going to have the volume of at-bats to catch him.
I'm going to be in agreement with you, and I think Mountcastle will be second. I think Mountcastle is going to have a much better year because he's not going to be psyched out by the wall and everything, and he's already hit five in the spring. I think he'll have, you know, a very good year, and I think he'll finish second to Gunnar.
Yeah, I'm going to actually take him to lead the team in homers. O'Neill hit 31 last year and spent, what, two stints, maybe three, on the IL for Boston, but that's kind of been his MO. Same with Mountcastle, though. It's all about health. I think if those two stay healthy, then we might have a real battle. Mm-hmm. But Jordan Westberg could be a sneaky 30 home run guy. Not saying he'll lead the team in homers, but I think he can get into the high 20s for sure.
Better question is, how many home runs do you see that guy hitting? So, like, you have Mountcastle being in the lead. What's the total that
33.
Gets that done?
33?
Yeah. So he's back in that 30 conversation.
Yeah, I think Gunnar's going to miss some time there. Oh. Not extensive period of time, but who knows? Gunnar's a guy that could hit 45 homers. I mean, we know the power is there. They have, let's see, Gunnar, Kowser, Adley, Westberg, Mountie, O'Neill, and multiple guys that can hit over 20 home runs.
Holiday?
Eh, we'll see. I mean, he did it.
Sneaky 20. Yeah, I don't think that's crazy.
More like, I mean, Mullins was a 30-30 guy a couple years ago.
The balls were juiced.
Yeah, I don't think Sanchez will get enough at-bats. But I think the power, hey, look, they were the best offensive team in baseball for about 2.5 months. And then the injuries, when Adley got plunked or took the foul ball off the hand, the offense as a whole, that Westbrook got hurt, Mountcastle spent time on the IL, it just kind of all hit them, no pun intended, at the same time. I think the offensive potential for them, and Matt Weirich agreed earlier in the show, I think it's pretty strong.